A reading from the book of Habakkuk. I will stand at my watchpost and station myself on the rampart. I will keep watch to see what he will say to me and what he will answer concerning my complaint. Then the Lord answered me and said, write the vision, make it plain on tablets, so that a runner may read it. For there is still a vision for the appointed time. It speaks of the end and does not lie. If it seems to tarry, wait for it. It will surely come. It will not delay. And a reading from Matthew, chapter 17. When they came to the crowd, a man came to him, knelt before him, and said, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is an epileptic and he suffers terribly. He often falls into the fire and often into the water. And I brought him to your disciples, but they could not cure him. Jesus answered, you faithless and perverse generation, how much longer must I be with you? How much longer must I put up with you? Bring him here to me. And Jesus rebuked the demon, and it came out of him. And the boy was cured instantly. Then the disciples came to Jesus privately and said, why could we not cast it out? He said to them, because of your little faith. For truly I tell you, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you. This is the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. Sometimes life seems very difficult. Obstacles block our path. We can't see a way out or a way beyond. We feel frustrated, discouraged, fed up with our efforts, ready to just give up. I think this is how the prophet Habakkuk felt as he begs God for some understanding of what he is to say to his sinful people. God's answer to Habakkuk is a profound piece of advice that is worth committing to memory, a pearl of wisdom, precious for all ages. God says, write the vision, make it plain on tablets, so that a runner may read it, for there is still a vision for the appointed time. It speaks of the end and does not lie. If it seems to tarry, wait for it. It will surely come. It will not delay. God is saying, in effect, use your imagination. If we can only imagine a better world, we can participate with God in its creation. With God, all things are possible. In the gospel for today, Jesus, too, rebukes his disciples for their lack of imagination, for their lack of faith, really. But maybe what he's telling us is that the essence of true faith is imagination. To believe is to risk our lives for what seems impossible, but what we can imagine to be possible, if only we unite our energy with God's energy. Dom Helder Câmara, former Archbishop of Recife, Brazil, was a man of deep faith and limitless imagination, courage, and conviction. He used to quote this Brazilian proverb, when I dream alone, it is just a dream. When we dream together, it is the beginning of reality. What can we dream this day? What can we imagine? How can we believe ourselves into God's dream for us, for all people, for our whole earth? Jesus tells us that nothing at all is impossible for those who believe. Can you believe it?